Some of us are losing an hour of drinking time, but we're getting more daylight to drink in. This is the perfect pour.
You like daylight drinking more than nighttime drinking? Daylight drinking better?
Bring on the daylight drinking.
No, I don't want to see my beard gut all in the sun like that.
I want
it to be dim.
dim lighting for my drinking. No, I like the afternoon drinking. That's the best.
That's when you can get it.
You can't get it.
Gloaming drinking.
Gloaming?
Yeah, that's right. It's past evening, but before sunset. That is known as the gloaming.
Okay.
So, I thought my husband made it up too, but then I looked it up.
So twilight? I would call that twilight. Is that not correct?
No, twilight is different than gloaming also. Gloaming is, it's like these very specific times, almost like the green flash. You got to see it like right in the second that it's happening. So I think it goes gloaming, or no, maybe it's sunset gloaming twilight. Maybe that's how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to start using that.
Gloaming.
Yeah. Well, that's a note.
Romantically with your partner, be like, oh, I just love spending. I love the gloaming.
Well, that's when all the colors, when the sun's gone down, but it's still a gloaming time. That's when all the colors come out and they start changing.
The cotton candy clouds.
Yeah, and then you got pink, all kinds of like 10 different pinks and. And then, like, you look 5 minutes later and there's a different coloring and all that stuff.
So here it is. It's the time of day when it is becoming dark, but is not yet fully dark. In the gloaming, I walked home in the gloaming with the city lights coming on.
Oh, God. Yeah, it sounds very writer, like, novel writer verbiage.
Very literary.
In the gloaming.
Has anyone
in the gloaming, I contemplated. Oh, gloaming beer.
Yeah.
There's another beer name for you guys.
A name or a style?
There is. Well, this one is a name, but it says it's the Mad Hopper Brewing Company, and it is a black Cascadian dark ale.
Mm. All right. You need to say black and Cascadian in the same
sentence. So it's black front slash Cascadian
it's dark amber Cascadian dark ale. It's a
golden IPA.
That's the glamming.
Yeah.
Not the gloaming.
Oh, okay. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the beers. I'm Mikey. Nick. Uh-oh. We lost Nick right then. Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm Rad Stacy.
And Nick's around. He might show up. He's frozen to us, and he's silent to you, the listener. But we're going to just be hanging out talking about beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for, beers we're drinking currently. The listeners call us. We have some fun with that. Talk about a little culture, all of the fun things that you would enjoy from a beer podcast. I'm currently drinking one, and I was drinking during the tailgating, Exchanging Pleasant Trees Dimensional Brewing Company from Dubuque, Iowa, donated to the show by Bay Cyclone. It is a hazy double IPA with Citra, Strata, Nelson Sauvin, and Sub-Zero Hop Keef. I have not heard of that one. That is a new hop to me. And it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. What do you got there, Stacy?
Hey.
Huh?
Go ahead and say I'm the Nick. Cause
yeah,
I'm the Nick.
All right, yay! what do you have, Nick? What are you drinking?
I opened. I'm twinning with Rad Stacy right now. The Marteau Ditch Diver IPA.
Yes.
Wait, yeah, show me, show me that. Show me that one, Nick.
Eowa. Eowa.
Eowa.
Do they have
that? Eowa.
What do you think of it?
Gave it to it. Oh,
I know, but.
Well, I'm still in the can.
Oh, I had that already. I had it. Had it a couple of weeks ago.
My decision, but it's as West Coasty as an East Coaster can get.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, they try. It's cute. It's cute. It's cute when people east of the Sierras try to do a West Coast IPA.
True.
Right. Yeah, no, I thought it was good though. I mean, it was very, very fruity, juicy up front. I was expecting more, you know, pine, malt, you know, it's manly flavors, that what? West Coast styles.
Man flavor.
Yeah, man. Dad beer.
Dad beers were lagers.
No, dad IPAs for sure. West Coast.
Yeah. Okay. I may resemble that remark.
What? Dad beer drinker. Like dads who are beer drinkers and have dad bods are awesome. There should be way more.
Yeah.
Them. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not a shortage. There's no shortage of dad bod.
Not an endangered
species. Dad bod drinkers. You just go to a brewery, any beer garden, and it's dad bod central there. Oh, we lost Nick again. Jeez.
Yeah, I think we lost Nick again.
Man, the world is just not gonna help us out. Well, when will the internet improve?
Whoa!
Oh,
I love gold.
That was special. That I heard corkage. I think.
Redemption Blonde Ale, Russian River Brewing Company, is what I just opened up.
Wow, Russian River bottle. Wow. Was that caged?
It was cork and caged, yeah. I think I got it at, I'm pretty sure I got it at the market.
Yeah.
That's
good. More than likely.
It smells nice. It smells really nice.
What is this again? What style is it again?
Redemption Blonde Ale.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You would hate it. You would absolutely hate it.
It's so blonde ale. You would just...
Yeah, it's Belgian.
I like brunette ales. Blonde. I like brunette ales, personally.
Yeah, yeah, it's a Belgian-style blonde.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, you would not like it. Oh, it's very nice. I love it. I'm all about this. Very cool. Yeah. It was bottled a year ago.
All right.
Well, you know, cork and cage, yeah. Belgian style. Yeah,
that's fine.
Forever.
That's fine.
I am doing it wrong, though, because I don't have my little wicker basket.
Oh, yeah. But,
yeah.
That's not going to be very good for Instagram, but okay.
I know, damn it. Quite good, though. I'm digging that. Nick, I think I'm left us momentarily.
Skype is refusing.
While we have Nick for the moment,
yeah.
Nick, what do you have? Do you have something for us before you have to go again?
All right. Let's see. Let's start with the. What should be the introvert's dream, but the germaphobe's worst fear.
Ooh, this is, I'm interested.
Self-pour tap systems are finally starting to go away, maybe?
Fuck.
Fingers crossed.
Number one beer trend in 2024 was less options for pouring beer. That was our number one trend. Less.
Less options for
idiots pouring their own beer.
I love to pour a big foamy glass and pay $7 for it.
Yeah.
Are you like paying $2 an ounce for your Coors Light?
Yeah.
I love touching the greasiest tap handle I've ever felt in my life.
Damn, it's so gross. They take in their same glass over there just over and over again, just with the pepperoni hanging off the side of it. Yeah.
All that slimy meat heads pepperoni. Love it.
So Barrel Republic in San Diego, the last location has closed, leaving probably only me and Ed's Pizza in the valley.
We're the only ones.
Eventually.
We're going to be like the one Blockbuster in Oregon. We're going to be like the one self-pour system. Like, come see the old self-pour system in Fresno.
We're about 10 years behind, so I think 2034 will be when finally they're like, oh, we got to close our doors, guys. Apparently people aren't doing self-serve anymore.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we can party for a while then.
Yeah. Yeah, as Coney Island just remodeled their bar to have the self-pour maps.
Is it self-pour in there?
It is now.
Why did they do that? Did they not?
Oh, snap.
I don't know.
Look at their own data.
Yeah, it turns out nobody likes doing their own table service.
Yeah, like who knew that people went out because they don't want to do their own.
Wait, not only that, you're still paying regular price.
Yeah.
If not
and
more.
Expected to tip.
Yeah, and you still have a waiter / waitress that you're gonna tip, and then you're getting up to get all your own beer. What the fuck, man?
I remember getting the only time I ever went to, I'm going to say those places was when had to, and I had the company card, right? Cause we were doing a promo or something. And, I feel like it was like kind of brand new. And I went to the one that was over there, by you, the Bullard and
what is Bullard West.
Yeah. Mean Bullard and West. And
that was the first one.
Yeah.
Right. And like the wristbands were all fucked up. Like you always had to go back and be like, hey,
it's not working, bro.
Like way more. And all it was foam or it was out or like whatever the heck was going on. And it'd be just this chick, like, you know, twirling her gum on her finger going like, okay, I'll fix that right now. Like, how much do you think it was foam? Yeah, because I'm not about to freaking pay $1.50 for for an ounce of foam. Yeah. I'm good. Anyway.
I love foam. So good.
The Southern California one, what was it called again? The Republic.
Barrel Republic. Yep,
Barrel Republic. I don't know what's more offensive, and I think I said this in the Facebook group. But I don't know what's more offensive is, you know, that self-serve tap room being there or the fact that it's being replaced with a Montana-based Mexican food restaurant.
Yum.
I'm very upset about this.
Like, ice and tacos. What the hell are you thinking?
Burn it down. What are we doing?
Oh, man.
In San Diego.
Yeah. And what the hell are you doing? If you're gonna come to Southern California from the north with your Mexican food takes, no,
you need to get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
I had Mexican food in Idaho once, just as like a experiment. I was like, let's see what these guys are doing. They don't know. No, mm-hmm. No.
Did you get the taco salad? thing.
Yeah,
in
bunch of iceberg beans. Lettuce and cheddar cheese.
Yes. So we'll see, you know, which concept did it worse? Montana-based Mexican food or self-serve, long draw, dirty beer lines? Yeah, vote now.
Well, luckily, one of the locations
that's a tight race
replaced with a society beer.
Ooh, society.
Yeah, so that one's fine. That's okay. I don't mind society going to all those locations.
Yeah, I saw that Green Cheek take over. It looks pretty nice in Oceanside there. Or was it Oceanside? Yeah, I think so. I look pretty good.
Took over a Bagby
beer? Yeah, Bagby's, which was a cool place that I actually have been to and one of my favorite places I visited in the San Diego region. And I will look forward to this Green Cheek if I ever, when next time I go down to San Diego. The whale's vagina. Yes,
the whale's vagine. Look at the, I mean, the marketing is all here. The freedom to pour concept allows customers to pay by the ounce.
Wow.
Freedom to pour.
Yeah.
That's, if I ever run for president, that's my campaign platform.
Freedom to pour.
Freedom to pour. Choose.
A lot of people said, how could I pour so much beer? How much? How the, like, Mr. President, I've never seen somebody pour beer so well. Like, how do I do it? I don't know how I do it. I just do it. I'm just really good at it.
I just take my little hands and I grab the big glass. I do. And, you know, I don't have to wait for him. You know, I just go up there myself. I don't have to wait for him.
Uh-oh. I've unlocked Stacy now. Stacy's got unlocked.
Good. I could run for
something.
It should be clean your own lines and yeah, your own beer.
That's your that's your platform.
You must work
2024. We finally have a
beer is not free.
A solid third party candidate. It's Rad Stacy. Vote Rad Stacy. No more hazy beer. No more. I don't think you're going to get elected if you have a no more hazies as one of your talking points.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to fucking socialize our healthcare system, and I'm going to socialize our beer consumption system. Whoa. Okay, guys.
Oh wait, am I going to get paid to drink beer? Go on.
Oh no, you're just going to not have to pay to drink beer.
Oh, okay.
Down, right? Everybody's voting for me. Ooh, I already love this. Yeah, where's the money coming from? Don't fucking worry about
don't
it.
Don't worry about it.
Right?
Well, so your paycheck is going to get taxed 50%.
We got to find a way to tax the people that don't drink alcohol. Tax them something. Right. They do.
If you're under 21, you won't get taxed yet for that.
They don't. They do something. Those people that don't drink alcohol, they do something. There's something they're doing, and we can tax it, and then we'll benefit.
That's right. Yeah, because, I mean, like, we have to tax them for all the health, negative health effects that they have from not drinking American craft beer.
I think we should tax them for not participating in the economy by not buying alcohol. So, like, hey, we're over here paying a shit ton of tax for our alcohol. You guys aren't contributing anything. Let's just tax them for that. Just tax them. Just general non-alcohol tax.
I just want to tell you that November 5th is going to be a very special day. You're going to come to my inauguration. Everyone's going to have craft beer. Yeah. It's a very special day, November 5th. Man. Very special day. It's going to be the biggest beer inauguration you've ever seen.
Use your hand like this and, at the podium. You have ever seen the
and
biggest
free
you have seen.
Free Cheetos for everybody.
Wow.
Wait.
Free Cheetos, puffs, free right. beer.
Please don't say puffs.
You know what? Puffs are crunchy. I still love you. You can vote for
puffs
me.
Are ridiculous.
Will there be
original like
Cheetos or GTFO?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Puffs. Yeah. Puffs are like, why am I eating this? Like, I could have regular. Yeah. Yeah. That you bring up a great point, Nick. Puffs of everything is just ridiculous. It's like, well, here's the thing you like. But, yeah. Here's the thing you like, but it's like way lighter. There's way less of it. And it's kind of bigger for no reason.
Like when somebody gives you five fingers a head on your beer, right? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's the way we do it back in England. It's the way we do it.
Play the film, homie.
If you don't have film, it's not a beer, is
I it? Puffed your beer for you.
I puffed your beer.
I puffed your beer for you.
I know you Americans don't like your beer puffed, but...
Do you want your beer puffed or crunchy?
You like it puffed or crunchy?
Oh, super crunchy. Extra.
Where are you from? California? Oh, you like it puffy, don't you?
Crispy.
Mm-hmm. Extra crispy
it.
Style.
Oh boy. So real quick, Cheetos, whether it's puffs or crunchy, what beer goes with that? Just regular. I'm not fucking around with all the spicy stuff. Just regular.
That's,
yeah.
That's probably a lager.
Mm-hmm. Agreed on my end.
I don't like saying it right now. No.
Oh man, nice farmhouse.
You want something simple that's not going to take away from the Cheeto.
I'm just thinking, like, what beer would I drink with my charcuterie board filled with Cheetos?
You're like, ooh, puffy Cheetos, regular Cheetos, hot Cheetos, ranch Cheetos. Is that something? Should be.
Ooh, is that? Could be.
Definitely bacon, could be.
Bacon Cheetos. Yeah, I think a lager. I can't really think of anything. I mean, I think a nice, I think an amber ale would actually go pretty good with Cheetos. Nice dry one, dry amber ale.
Yeah, but I'm never going to pick amber ale for anything to pair with. So.
I know.
Doesn't matter how good it goes.
And there really aren't any good amber ales out there anymore.
Right?
There was a good amber ale?
When was a great amber ale? When was this?
There was a brewery that had an amazing amber ale as their flagship, and they decided to, like, fuck it up. I don't remember what they were called. Old Belgium.
You can't fuck up an amber ale. It's already fucked.
It's already fucked up.
You can't fuck up something that's fucked.
I flew Alaskan last month, and I was, like, actually really excited. I was like, you know, I'm going to get an Alaskan Amber on the flight, and they did not have it anymore. You know what they fucking had? They had Fat Tire.
Well, they had...
And I was like, what?
They had open door pale ale. blown open door pale ale? Huh? No, anyone?
Blown plug or lose the plug. It was a plug.
Plug, yeah.
That came out of the plane.
Unplugged pail.
Unplugged pail. Oh my God. That's great. We're always coming up with such good ideas on
here. I know.
Unplugged and in flight.
We're just a think tank. Like,
yeah, and we're just a marketing think tank that nobody takes advantage of. That's fine.
Untapped.
Untapped with
territory.
No E. Untapped no with e. no E.
Untapped and never wrapped.
Wow. That sounds like a spicy Friday night.
I'm not rapping, babe. What else, Nick?
Let's see. I'm going to see if I could rile up the old Rad Stacy. I know it's hard to do.
You can't rile her up. She is just level.
It's hard to get her out of her shell. It's like,
yeah, gotta, she's just, you
know, I got to push the right button.
Very quiet, very level.
Right.
I gotta tell her, curling is better than bowling.
Discuss.
Are you fucking out?
See, look, it took 2 seconds. She even knew you're doing a bit, and she still went over your bit and still, like, went to the argument. I was like, I know this is a bit, but come on, man.
I can't even believe you. Listen, I wouldn't hate curling if it wasn't in the fucking Olympics while bowling isn't.
Ooh.
I can't.
Wait. Curling. Okay. But bowling's been in the Olympics at some point, right? Or is that?
Yeah, a long, long time ago, before they discovered that you could just be grossly obese and drunk and high and still feel good.
But nothing,
curling's the same.
Nothing beats that dude that, like, got the strike and was all the meme guy that was like, oh, who's the best? Who am I?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's he say? Damn it, I'm gonna mess it up.
Who is it? I am.
Who is it? I am.
That was so funny. I don't understand, like, what was going on with that guy.
Okay.
He was being awesome.
My real question is, right. Is it so our fault? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, that was an example of how to go about.
All right. That was a test rile.
That was a test run, yeah. Right. So the real question is it our fault that we are seeing old beer on the shelves?
Absolutely.
Have craft beer drinkers... It to ourselves, because I'm seeing more and more old beer, and I'm thinking, why aren't these fucking reps, like, managing their inventory, pulling the old beer, you know, writing
the
credit,
rep's fault,
putting fresh shit on the shelves?
Because that costs a fucking boatload of money, and it goes into their bonuses. They're like, fuck that shit, I'm not writing any of this out.
Okay, so is this big beer putting the crunch on us, or is it us have created a community that demanded fresh beer, and now that we're saturated,
I answered this question a decade ago on this very show, I think.
Not been doing it that long.
Yeah, we have been.
2013.
Yeah. We've gone past a decade.
Okay, well, refresh my memory then. What did you say back then that is still true today?
So what I said back then is there was always so much hate for the little brewery that got big, mm-hmm. right? Like the little brewery that could be like, oh, I used to go across state lines to get this beer, whatever it was, right? Whether you were peddling in Old School Ranger and Fat Tire from New Belgium, or if you were bringing Yingling over to California from across the Mississippi, like whatever that was. Maybe Yingling's a bad example because that has just like a cult following all on its own. But, you know, basically beers that didn't have wider distribution. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, the shit we're making is really popular. Maybe we should like invest a bit, get a little bit bigger, invest in some cooperage, bring some beer to the masses. So, you know, we could offer them a great value, make more beer, you know, offer it at their local grocery store. And then you get these knuckleheads that are coming out going like, well, they sold out, they got all big. And now like every Jim, Bob and Jones, you know, wants to buy it. And I just don't feel cool anymore.
Did that a cat appear out of nowhere?
Yeah, she was trying to climb over the back of the computer while I was having my impassioned argument about how, yes, we ruined crap. We ruined fresh beer.
Ruined.
But we ruined fresh, good beer. Because also, I mean, I think that there's some other things going on just right in this moment that's contributing to old beer on the shelf that is unique to just this moment now. And that is expense. You know, people are really feeling the crunch on everything. Like I have folks calling me to downgrade funeral plans, right? So if they're downgrading their funeral plans, they're definitely downgrading what they're buying at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And beer is one of those things, right? And I actually, to me, I've found less old beer of the popular mainstay craft breweries than I have new fangled craft breweries, folks maybe who haven't been around as long. So I've found a lot of fresh Sierra Nevada. I've found a lot of fresh Firestone out there. But when you look around at some of the other like smaller nano breweries, I'm finding a lot of old beer out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's because people aren't going to, they're not wanting to experiment. Nevada.
Yeah, there's like, well, yeah, because it's, the market's smaller. Like it's just us people buying those beers now instead of like the new people coming in like, oh, new beer. And it's just like us little core group that cares about it now. And so, and well, it's all over, yeah. It's oversaturated. There's like not the, it, there's a lot of places that are still marketing like it's 2015 and it's not.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you know, actually to me, the beer scene is not nearly as saturated with every single thing as it was in between, let's say, 2014 and 2017, mm-hmm. when a lot of stuff started to shake out, folks couldn't hack it, you know, lots of mm-hmm. brewing equipment suddenly came on the market for dirt cheap. And I mean, there's still folks who are waking up going like, oh, my dream has always been to be a brewer. And like, you just shouldn't do that if you don't have training to do it, because you can't compete. Like, I'm not trying to be mean. Maybe it is your dream. Go to school. You know, go to school and really learn how to do it.
I do not want to try your homebrew.
Yeah, I do not. And, you know, learn some science. That's all I'm asking. Don't fucking wing it. It's not cooking, it's baking. Like, there's actually a rhyme and reason to it. But yeah, I think there's a lot of things going on. But nano craft beer drinkers are definitely part of the problem, because they're like, I really want to see more and more of this. And they buy 1 4-pack of it. They're not going back over and over and over again to buy that beer.
Yeah, we got problems, man. Saying. Everyone needs to tighten it up. Don't oversell the grocery store's reps.
Right. Well, and I feel so bad for some of these really amazing smaller breweries that are around, like Bagby, like Green Cheek, that are putting out absolutely amazing beers, and they are having to struggle with, okay, we're going to make this great beer. How much do we actually put in the market? Right? Because we want to make bank on it. We want to sell it. We want people to buy it. We want people to buy all of it. We also don't want them to be mad that it's gone.
Yeah.
But we can't oversell and oversaturate the shelf, because
there's a little sweet spot.
Folks will get bored.
Yeah. You don't want to give them too much. You want to have a little bit of scarcity, but not too much scarcity.
Mm-hmm. And American craft beer drinkers, the nerdy ones, the ones that are always on the lookout, always trying to get their untapped badges.
Yeah.
They are the ones that make the most noise, right? And they're the ones that, like, you're trying to pander to them a little bit because the word of mouth gets out there, but they're on to the next.
Yeah, I've already moved on.
Done. Yeah, done on to the on. Next.
I love
one.
Like, what gold! Is it?
All three of us really like to try new things, even if we know that thing might not be like the best beer
we're
ever.
We're chasing
we have
that.
Our go-tos.
Always chasing.
Mm-hmm. Rasputin, for instance. Great grip go-to.
Oh, shit.
What? I can Rasputin right there. I love it.
There's a reason this is up.
I opened up a Slice Beer Company's. It is Rocket Science, a West Coast double IPA donated to the show by Wazzeck Corvette.
Nice. I still have not forgiven Wazzu for that sketty shit that he sent. I'm traumatized. Like, that shit traumatized me.
I like the line in your text where you said, and he defended it.
He defended it. I know. And that's cool. He defended it. It does not have great ratings on Untappd. I checked it out. There were some people that I could tell they were trying to convince themselves that they love it because they spent their hard-earned cash on it. And I get it. You want to feel like you won. But I know deep down these people did not like it either.
That must be a huge part of it right now. Cash is tight, so experimentation is down.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
This is an odd beer, and especially since all these, well, maybe it's a Raku. So it's got Mosaic, Cryo, Simcoe, Raku, Rakua? How do you say it?
Cat's playing Jenga in the background.
So my cat stole the cork from the redemption bottle, and she's throwing it like all over
good
the
old time. And Columbus Cryo, and there is a weird, like, almost burnt flavor going on in here. And,
Wazzu, explain
yourself.
Turnt.
Burnt and turnt.
What else?
Slice is usually pretty impressive, actually.
No, I'm not even saying it's bad. It's just I'm just saying there's like there's a characteristic in there that I do not recognize. And
Slice found a new one.
Slice found something new. Any more, Nick?
So, I do have Old Rasputin in my hand, as aforementioned. I got to work from home this week, and I partook in a midday beer on my break, of course, not on
off the clock.
Off the clock. But I don't know if I've just never, I don't have many cans of Old Rasputin or this is new, but there's, of course, the upside down bottle independent logo.
All right. Yeah.
And then next to that is a certified B corporation.
B Corp. Yeah.
And I was like, certified bitch? Like, was this a joke or what?
What is that, Rad Stacy?
I've never seen this.
So B Corps are environmentally and socially certified. Basically, they get certified B Corp when they are extremely environmentally and socially responsible companies.
That's exactly the tagline. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that the tagline?
No, that's the description. Is socially, gosh dang it, how did you say it? Globally and socially.
Globally, yeah, there you go. Yeah, responsible. There's a lot of different metrics to get B Corp certified. And it's about a year long process. But it's pretty cool that they're B Corp certified. Nice.
Good for them. Demonstrate a high social and environmental performance, make a legal commitment, exhibit transparency. Yeah, it's pretty intense what you have to do to become a B Corp. I'd never seen this logo on a brewery before.
Yeah, there's a couple other B Corp certified brewing companies, breweries out there.
I'm sure there are. It's just North Coast struck me. If you had said name one B Corp brewery, North Coast would not be the first one that came to mind, but that further impresses me with their business model now.
Yeah, apparently only 0.2% of breweries in America are B Corp certified.
Wow.
According to this deal, The Alchemist, Allagash, Athletic Brewing, Creature Comforts, The Grain Shed, Hopworks, Lakefront Brewing Company, Lawson's Liability Brewing Company in South Carolina, Lost Grove, New Belgium.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if they're still, though it does say that as a subsidiary of Japan's Kirin deal that they're, it says that they can New Belgium has maintained its B Corp certification. So that's cool. North Coast Brewing, I don't know. It actually says 2015 that they got B Corp certified. So damn. I guess you've just never.
I am oblivious. Yeah. No, it's completely.
Redemption Rock, Roadhouse Brewing, Triple Bottom, and Upslope. Oh, and Brewery Vivant as well. And that's it. Well, that's it.
That's all.
Come on, Sierra Nevada. What are you waiting for?
That's kind of what's going on.
Would have thought of had been a B Corp.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that they've just never gone for it. Maybe they're just like, well,
yeah, like, wait, shit. What are you guys doing? All right, we'll do it. Boom, B Corp.
Because I think that Sierra Nevada overall is quite environmentally, socially, globally responsible folks, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they're just like, we don't need an outside certification. We're certified by our fans.
That's right. They're bona fide. Sierra Nevada, they're bona fide. They're the pan familias of craft beer.
You know what? He's bona fide.
Bona fide.
That's such a great movie.
I'm the pan familias.
Do not seek the treasure.
And stay out of the Woolworths.
You're a geographical oddity. 2 weeks from everything.
And if none of you know what we're talking about, please.
I'm a deaf and dumb man.
Brother, where art thou?
I got fop. I don't want pop. I'm a deaf and dumb man.
Deaf and dumb.
Whenever somebody says something's going to be 2 weeks, I'm like, well, this must be a geographical anomaly.
This must be geographical anomaly.
2 weeks from everywhere.
2 weeks from everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. What else?
Well, as long as we know, that's what's happening. A cat playing with a cork, okay? If you're like, what's that? We know, so it's okay. Nick, is there more
over here?
I think I'm gonna open this old Rasputin just because.
Oh wow!
Do it. You know, be B Corp certified in
time. I love gold.
I'm B Corping my intestines right now.
Yes.
One of my cats is whining like a bastard to get out, and they keep putting them back in here, so I can't.
No, you deal.
The other side of the house keeps putting them back in here.
No. Yep. That was me.
I'm just going to
stop what she was doing and look at you.
She did.
I miss the days of Louie.
But only for a second. She loves corks, by the way. Like if a cork gets loose somewhere and she can get to it, she's she will not leave it go. And earplugs, because of course Doug shoots and she steals all of his earplugs.
How's that old raspy, Nick?
Yeah.
Letting it open up.
I love that story. So honestly, just to go back really quick, you didn't get me all riled up with that question. I'm less riled up about the old dates question than I was about curling. You came in hot with that bullshit.
Sure. Well, sure, okay. Yeah. So first of all, I have a shit memory and forgot you told us this already.
It's okay.
But no, I'm trying to figure out, you know, because my dad did sales. He did candy and tobacco though. And so he would write off old
on the same order form.
Well, in 1979, yeah, probably was. Yeah, okay, cool. You know, hey kid, you want a cigarette or you want a bubble gum? What do you want?
Candy cigarettes, so you can train yourself up.
Yeah. No, but he would write off, you know, and take it back, and we would benefit from that. He would be like, hey, there's, you know, a box of old Snickers in the trunk. They're out of date, but they're perfectly fine.
Right.
But beer doesn't seem to be that way. When it's out of date, it's out of date. It's no fucking good anymore.
When it's especially if it's been pulled from the shelf and then like warm stored or something.
Right. It's a lot more volatile, maybe. I don't know.
For sure. Yeah, and that's the deal too, is I think, you know, not every small brewery, so don't get all mad if you're a small brewery listening to us going like, our quality standards and the way we make our beer is top notch and we use science, but some smaller breweries do not have the kind of quality control that some of the other bigger guys do. And so there is even more volatility, right? So depending on the packaging line that they have, the quality control that they're using while during that process, and also during the transportation process, right? Is it in a reefer truck? Do they have planned out shelf space where they're going cold to cold to cold? Or are they going cold to warm to cold to warm? I mean, there's just so many variables. And then the uninformed and uneducated consumer not knowing what to look for, and then getting turned off by maybe accidentally getting a beer that was old, even though that beer is probably really awesome, but they'll never go back to it because they didn't know to check dates.
Because they got the old version of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and the conspiracy theorist in me says, oh, the distributor's trying to screw me by putting out old good beer versus the shelf-stable big beer.
So, you know, not to,
hey, buy more Bud Light. But
not to feed your conspiracy theory, but distributors are definitely guilty. Big guy distributors. So we're going to put, you know, the Miller Coors houses, the Constellation houses, and Bud houses into this mix, that they are absolutely guilty of buying up distribution rights on smaller breweries to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
This does. I think we're feeling that. That's not a conspiracy.
No, I think we're feeling that now.
But that trickles down to the independently distributed guys, where the guy who owns that shelf space is like, you tiny craft breweries only bring me crap.
Right.
Because that's their experience. Oof. Right.
Red Stacy, you just had some flashing lights run by you.
Oh, did I? Oh, man. Wild. There's animals, scary animals in the house. Anyway. So that's not to harp on all that too much. I mean, there's a little bit of conspiracy in there, but it's fed from some stuff, like really shady shit that's really happened, because for so long, the big distributors were like, craft beer is a fad. It's going to go away. Obviously they're now bought into the fact that it hasn't, but they're, you know, cherry picking the ones that are going to stick. So here, obviously that's Sierra Nevada, Firestone, other big name craft breweries that got big enough to support themselves here in California, which is the hardest market to make it in, let's be real. And then there, you know, when I was representing for a brewery, New Belgium, at Valleywide, they totally, like, I heard them say like, oh yeah, we're just going to ask them if they'll come and be with us so that we can just buy their beer, store it in our warehouse, and then shit can all of it. Like, we're not going to actually even send it out to the market.
Wow. The shelf allocation.
Yeah. And then just, you know, they get all these metrics and they shake hands and they put their pen to paper and they're just like, oh yeah, buddy's like, yeah, we're going to get some handles. We're going to, and they might get a few out there, but then they'll just come back and be like, hey, we tried, man. We tried. Nobody wanted it.
We tried really hard. Wink.
Yeah. And what they're not telling you is that little $25 incentive that you were throwing at them to get handles. Well, Corona was coming through, sending them to Mexico and giving them $1,000 a handle. So which beer do you think they're going to sell?
Yeah.
It's been a tough road to hoe for craft breweries. It really has, especially the small guys. And I feel bad because I think there's a lot of really talented and amazing craft breweries and craft brewers out there that have been given a really bad hand and an uphill battle because of distributors only looking at the dollar sign and not the other socially and environmentally responsible ways that they could sell beer. And craft breweries are the ones that pioneered the actual like social responsibility portion of it to me and environmental as well. But Coors has actually done a lot of cool stuff for social and environmental causes as well. So not to say that big breweries don't do anything cool. Some of them do.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah. So. Oh, now she's
are
got
we
the
good, Nick?
From work. Give me that.
All okay. Good here.
All right. Stacey, was there something you wanted to bring up during the culture?
No, I think that was actually good. I think that was like a good little segment.
Yeah. I would like to bring up a looking out for a variety pack that I don't know if Fred says he will look out for this, but I think Nick will. Sierra Nevada. I like to bring up the ones that everyone can enjoy. Sierra Nevada Torpedo IPA pack, refresh of the Torpedo IPA pack, and it's got Torpedo, and it's got Cold Torpedo. Cold IPA Torpedo. And it's got,
is this a lager pretending to be an IPA?
I don't know. And it's got an Atomic Torpedo. And then it's got Cryo Fresh Torpedo.
Oh, so shit.
All the torpedoes you'd want to try. So
they
just releasing it this month. All kinds of torpedoing. You're going to get torpedoed real good. If you're going to drink that whole 12 pack. And, babe, I'm going to be torpedoing tonight. And then she gets all excited. She's like, oh, finally, I'm going to get some attention. No, not that. I'm going to be drinking beer. Jeez.
Rad Stacy saying that's a lot of torpedo.
That's a lot of torpedo.
That's a lot. I think I need to do some stretches before that much torpedo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe get on the bike a little bit, loosen up, do a little 5-minute warm up.
Take a muscle relaxer.
Stretch to the left. Now stretch to the right. All right. Now begin drinking. So everyone look out for that.
Yes. Summer,
everyone.
I can't wait for my first awkward summer party to take that too.
Like, yeah. Oh, it's great to get the people that don't drink the IPAs or craft beer. Normally they just drink lagers, like 4.5% lagers, and then you give them just a 6.5 or 7 alker, and they're like loopy all like half an hour later. They're like,
imagine you showing up in hot pink shorts. Swim trunks with like a giant pack of torpedo mix pack from Costco.
You're packing it.
You know they're gonna have the 24.
Oh, the 24 pack.
Yeah,
we need the full case.
Now that is a lot of torpedo.
Now that.
I might even splurge and get the matching beach towel.
Oh yes.
How in I am on this.
Is there torpedo, like really cool torpedo swag that they've got going on?
Oh, there actually is. There's a very nice t-shirt Which I was like, I think I would like to have that shirt. There's a nice torpedo shirt on the website, Sierra Nevada's website. There's some glassware. So, you know, if you want some torpedo merch that Sierra Nevada could send to us if they wanted to, our address is in the show notes. You know, or if you want to buy it on the website, whatever.
Yeah, Mario.
Has he ever listened to the show, as he said? As I yawn, ask the question.
Mario's been on the show.
That's right. Did he listen to his episode? And that's,
I don't know. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. Leave me your voicemail. Whoa, that's hot. Will that's you hot. Talk about beer and tell me you're driving. Can be on this show. You can call 559-492-0542 and leave us a voicemail. That's on 24/7. Got the answer machine turned on. I'm just waiting for that machine light to bleep to
beep.
I'm just waiting for it so it can see if there's a message or not. Which, by the way, I mean, you kids, you millennial kids, you don't know. it was one of those little tiny joys in life when you would come home and there was like a message on your answering machine. It'd be like one or two, or it was flashing. The machine was flashing. Like, oh, somebody called me and left me a message, and it was very satisfying, very fun. And nice. not like it is today when, like, if your phone rings, you like, this is not good. Like, whenever it rings, it's like, it's just, I don't even have to look at it. I'm like, it's not going to be a good thing. It's either going to be really bad, or it's going to be like, I need something, nobody just calls you and like gives you like cool information and then hangs up. It's just, it's always like, it's, oh gosh. Oh, jeez.
I don't know the pain Grouch, of the rotary.
Grouch Fest 2024. Oh, yeah. Isn't that what we came up with in the tailgate? See, if you listen to the tailgate, you'd know what the hell I'm talking about. And you can also email your voicemails. You can email a file to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just write us an email. Type it out.
What's up, Perfect Four? This is Bach, Core Four Brewing, Oklahoma City, and I'm driving. Anyways, wanted to give you guys a shout and let everyone know that this Saturday, March the 9th, is Core Four Brewing's 4th anniversary party.
Nice.
We're doing a giant block party. Live music, food truck.
What are you, Tioga's Koya?
Beers, camping. It's going to be a great time. So if anybody is around the Oklahoma City area, wants to have a get it, Core Four is the spot. Celebrating 4 years. I can't believe it either, but we are. So anyways, I just want to say thank you guys for everything. Keep up the good work. I appreciate you. And have a good one. Oklahoma City.
Yeah, okay. See,
there it is.
They got a good basketball team this year, man. They might go all the way. They're challenging my sons, who are like pretty mediocre. 4 years, early cheers to Core Four for 4 years. Ass in Oklahoma City.
KC.
Yep.
KC, baby.
Western Oklahoma style action, man. I'm waiting for some Oklahoma City basketball player to be like, go hang out Core Four. I'm waiting for that. But yeah, if you want to get it, Core Four is the place in OKC. This weekend, they're shutting down a block, just like Tioga likes to do on their, which is, by the way, this month, it's Fresyes Fest.
I know. So, yeah, I was just actually going to ask you guys about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going or not. I don't know. Still don't know.
Why?
Do you guys know? Are you guys going?
Have we been invited? From Porch Fest.
Invited. It's a free event. I don't know. Do we have to be invited?
Yeah, but I don't care if it's free. I like to be invited.
Yeah, I want to be invited.
That's right.
Yeah.
No lines. No lines.
Yeah, I don't want no any cap. Lines.
No, no cap. What? Oh, my God. Someone's been hanging out with a teenager.
Ugh, she gets so annoyed when we use her language.
Well, wouldn't you? If she's gonna use rad and other cool names, you'd be like, stop it, that's not yours.
That's bad, man.
That's bussin'.
That's bad.
Oh, bussin' is the dumbest one.
Yo, what's up, homies? It's True Beer. Perfect Port. Oh. What are you doing? Rad Stacy, ¿cómo estás, señorita?
Bien, check it out, homies. What's up?
This week, celebrating my 48th birthday, starting with Saturday, going over to San Clemente Pizza Port. I wanted pizza, wanted some beers. Got hooked up at the same time, homie. My boy, the owner of the bottle shop in Sylmar, has been Pizza Port has been inviting him over because I guess they're a huge buyer for Pizza Port. They've been inviting him over, so he actually made a phone call and told them that I was gonna be there and to hook me up.
Yeah.
So man, pizzas were comped, beers were comped. We got a tour of their little facility right there in San Clemente. We even got to taste some beers that are not even out yet that were brewed there in San Clemente, like a peanut butter stout. And then when they had another peanut butter stout on nitro. So this goes back to Brad Stacy, your question about drinking nitro beers. Yes, I love nitro beers. Give me a nitro stout. Give me a golden stout that's on nitro. Give me I think I've even had a vanilla, what's that, Mother Earth, Cali Creamin' on nitro over in at the brewery. Also, quick little fact, homies, when I take the wife to the Valencia Town Center, and there's a Lucille's barbecue restaurant there, and there's a coffee shop, she'll get a coffee, I'll ask for a cup, then I'll walk my little ass over to Lucille's to the bar, and then I order a North Coast. Shit, I forgot his name. Oh, Rasputin on nitro, because they have Rasputin on nitro.
We knew who you were talking about.
Never heard of it.
In my coffee cup, put the little lid, pay the guy, give him a little tip so he doesn't say nothing. Yeah. And then I walk around.
Yeah, you got to pay him. Shut the fuck out.
She's sipping coffee and I'm sipping a nitro Rasputin.
Yo, this is delicious coffee.
Hands down. Yes, nitro still stays. That's a go-to.
Like coffee.
Also, still celebrating my birthday, homies. I think this Friday, the wife is taking me to Glendale Tap Room because they're having a tap takeover by Wavefinder. So I get to try a lot of Wavefinder beers. And I think they still have some stuff from the Russian River takeover as well. So probably no younger, but who gives a fuck? Glendale Tap is a nice little quiet place to hang out. And they have, like 96 taps on me. So I'll be there.
Not enough.
Other than that, 48 years on this planet.
Enough.
And I think I might be your oldest. Maybe not.
No.
I think Perro the Elder's got me on that. Yeah, but I think I'm up there. I'm one of your veterans, homie.
Yeah.
So that's happening on Friday.
Like a fine wine.
Small little dinner on the 5th. So I'm expecting a lot of well wishes from everybody.
Yeah.
In my DMs. And maybe a couple of Visa gift card code numbers in my DMs. Hint.
Yeah.
So I can
maybe
go
some Roblox, so me Roblox gift cards.
All right, homies. Happy birthday to myself. I'll get the ball rolling. And that's it, homies. 48. I feel old as fuck, but I'm still young at heart. Still eat cereal while watching cartoons on Saturday mornings, homie. So
hell,
if you're down, if you're doing that, give me a holla. All right, this is True Your Beer, and nitro beers are still a go, homies. I have to watch them. Peace out, eh?
What you got on the grill right now,
Chew? All right.
I don't hear enough grill talk from Chew anymore. That's just what pisses me off.
That means it's because he is maybe eating a little bit healthier, you know. Starts at late 40s, you might want to start paying attention to some of that. But yeah. Great, you know what? As long if you're above ground, let me be the first to tell you, you're still very young and you're doing good. If you haven't come to see me, the last responder, then you're good to go.
You at least got that going for you.
That's right. You can see me not as your last responder, though. I don't like cause the event to happen or anything.
Really? I don't know.
I promise I do not.
Yeah. No stabby stabby. I heard about some stabby stabby. No stabby stabby.
Such a good fucking show last week with Rye. I thought we would get so many people to call in and like talk about how great he was and
they
made him think.
No hot tub. Nobody called from a hot tub, which is ridiculous. Like, why do I even bother doing this show if nobody's gonna call from a hot tub? I mean,
you know, this isn't a voicemail, but I did get a message from a listener.
Okay.
And it was a picture of his dick stent that he pulled out of his penis. Stent, yeah. Because he just had, I'm not going to say who it is because it's way TMI, but he had a kidney stones.
Oh, okay.
They had to have a
beer. You have to put it in a stent?
He's like, I'm going to send you a picture of my dick stent. And I was like, okay.
That's
a new kind of dick pic.
That's a whole different kink.
They did not get a picture of his penis, just the stent.
Yeah.
It made me very uncomfortable because I could tell that it probably hurt like a motherfucker.
Was he like showing off?
No. Look how big this stent is.
But I was it was very horrifying. Like, it made, you know, a lot of people are always sitting there going like, oh, I would never want to be a woman. But that, guys.
Yeah.
That's, don't get kidney stones.
Stop getting kidney stones. Stop being all like, oh, I don't care. I'll get a kidney stone. Don't do it, guys.
So bad. So bad. And speedy recovery.
No, it sounds cool. You're like, I'll get a kidney stone. I don't care. Don't do it.
Yeah, he had a little bit of Vicodin, and I think he just thought that sending the dick stent pin would be.
Hey, check it out. On untap, very active. You can't get him off untap.
Top computer.
Oh my god! Nick's wife calls me all the time, saying like, "What could I do to get Nick off on the tap?" He's like on there all the time. She's like blaming me. She's like, "You're always telling him to get off." I'm like, "What? You know, I can't stop him from that. It's just let him have his untap thing. Let him just all day long. He's at work, just like a fake untapping things, just to get that little hit of an endorphin hit from like
a little dopamine.
Yeah, a little dopamine hit from like checking in something. He's like, he checks in his Coke Zeros and everything. He's like, I don't give a shit.
Please tell me you're not checking in your Coke Zeros.
If Untap would let me do it, I'd do it.
Pour over coffee.
Yeah. Check it. Yeah. Where's the Untap for coffee, nerds? That's an Untap market.
There probably is one. I will say, if you think craft beer drinkers are pretentious,
Mm-hmm.
Now, what
hang out with some coffee connoisseurs.
Yeah.
Coffee connoisseurs.
I know. That's why I like beer, because we're the least pretentious of the coffee slash wine slash whiskey slash beer.
But
genre.
Even more so than wine, because the coffee people, they're not only bougie and over the top, but they're fucking wired. In your
like, let me tell you about
this. You have the energy to do something about it.
Chill the fuck out. Yeah, they're just like, oh, and then this one, like, that came from down in Colombia. And I'm just like, get away from me.
Dark roasted.
They're getting away from talking about the roasting, because it's not about the roasting. It's about the flavor profile of the bean. Oh. And you don't want sweaty, dark roasted beans.
Yeah, yeah.
All oxidized oil on the outside. Oh, okay. Just don't even get them started.
Oh, I'm starting to get interested now. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't like coffee before, but now I can get this. I can get that far into the weeds. Okay.
Oxidized?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm about to oxidize.
I'm all about that shit.
I'm about to crush everything right now, too, because all these people are like, we're coffee roasters. We're this, we're that. It's like, you know what? All the work
came
from the folks that coffee cherry. They grew the coffee cherry. The only thing, the only responsibility that you have at the roastery is to not fuck it up. Don't burn it. Yeah. That's all we're asking you to do.
Listen
don't
for the crack.
Don't burn it.
Well, isn't
that's all you're doing.
Isn't Starbucks like a legendarily burnt coffee? Don't they?
Yeah, and
Starbucks is the worst.
Sweaty beans.
The worst.
Burnt, sweaty, oxidized beans.
And their business model is no better.
What?
True.
I think they're a pretty successful business model.
Oh, yeah. They're successful, but they're not good for our psyche, the planet. Oh. Are they B Corp sort of certified? Probably not.
Highly doubtful.
Now I'm going to look.
You're like, wait. Is
If there are,
Starbucks.
Nick, what did you drink this week? Did you have beer?
Yeah. I went out into the wild looking for XPA from Firestone. Not find it.
Yeah, they're kind of tough to get right now.
So I settled on a Torpedo, old Torpedo from Sierra Nevada.
God. Oh, jeez.
And not old recipe from North Coast Company. Those are my weekend beers.
Radical.
Let's see. Did I do anything else interesting?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not go anywhere. My poor puppy was sick all weekend, so I did not leave the house much.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason. I'm like, hey, dog sick, can't go. Can't be there.
Cancel all plans.
Canceled.
Can't do it. No self-pours. I did no self-pouring this weekend.
Good, because you'd be fired from this whole thing.
He lives down the street from self-pour. He's like right in between two major self-pour systems in the city of Fresno, and you can't expect him to like stay away from that.
He's like, well, technically, I gave my bracelet to somebody else and they poured it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Can you? I'll buy you a beer if you pour me this beer. Are you guys familiar with How I Met Your Mother?
I'm familiar.
So Ted Mosby goes into the bar with the self-deprivator 5000 so he doesn't see the Super Bowl game. Like, that's what I got to wear when I'm going into a self-pour bar.
The self-deprivator. That's so good.
Yeah, I got to wear the blinders. Don't look. Don't do it. It's right there. I don't have to talk to a bartender. I can pretend I'm the bartender and have the best conversation ever.
Oh, wait, do you have the new, the Google glasses? What? The Apple glasses? Apple?
Well, we were just talking about that at work today. The Google View or whatever it's called.
No, it's Apple one. No, it's Apple's.
Oh, it's Apple? Oh.
Apple Vision.
Nope. Apple Vision?
I am not a wealthy man, sir.
I am not a wealthy man, sir.
I've got Apple Vision.
I still have points in my ignition system, sir. When the hell am I going to use an Apple Vision?
Can you ever talk hands-free in your vehicle?
Hands free.
Hands free.
If I want to, I'm driving with my feet, my knees, my hands.
If I want to hear my listen to podcasts in my truck, I gotta put in the tape player, the thing that you put the tape tape player in, and so that
the cord coming out.
Yeah. And then somehow that through the magic of my tape player, I can listen to my phone.
Unless we're broadcasting on AM radio, I cannot listen to this podcast in my car.
Hey, you guys got podcasts? Is it on AM radio?
You guys on AM yet?
You guys on AM yet? That's all I listen to.
What are you, 1340? You guys get
1340?
1430? I saw a picture of somebody who had shoved their iPhone into a tape deck in a car because they thought it was a charger. And like busted everything. Like destroyed the tape deck. Probably destroyed the phone.
My phone holder is not charged.
I don't understand. Like, isn't this a docking port?
Oh my God. Docking station? I'm trying to have some water out of my Stanley, and I tried to charge my phone, and now it's dead.
Ma'am, you have purchased a 1995 Toyota Tercel, and this does not have an iPhone charger.
You've purchased...
It's okay. She's got $3,000 worth of wheels on it.
You That's purchased true. A dad bod, you fat ass.
Damn,
that's her. That was the girl. That wasn't me. All right, I just wanted to make that clear.
That was very drunk uncle of you right now.
We're playing Grump, the game of Grump.
I know. Oh, let's bring back drunk uncle, Bobby Moynihan.
Dropbox my goji berries.
Dropbox my goji berry.
Yeah, let's bring back Bobby Moynihan just for Drunk Uncle. Just let him do Drunk Uncle, and then
fantastic bit.
You're good on the beers you drink, Nick?
Yeah, very very. Like I said, a shallow weekend.
Boo.
Sick puppy, but she's recovering, so it's all good. All right.
Aww, next time, get drunk with your sick dog. Rad Stacy, what'd you drink this week? Rad_Stacy on Untappd.
That's right. Also extremely active.
Yeah, also you see pissed. Like you're just every time I get on tap, I'm like, geez, like does she ever work? She's on Untappd all day long.
Right? All day long.
I've actually received the first Untappd at the cemetery batch. I don't know.
Was it?
It's fucking incredible.
You're in beta testing, huh?
Yeah. They're like, oh, we want to try out a new app.
There you go, Untappd.
Craft beer popping at the cemetery.
Oh man, I want that job. Is that a copyrighted job?
Be pretty cool
for Untappd to think up badges. Damn it!
Just the only thing cool. They sit in a room by themselves. If you use Untappd as your grumpus diary for your disheartenings of the day.
Yeah.
I like that. I could get behind that 100%.
All right.
Sorry. Got a little too close to the mic there. Before I get into what I had, because I actually did have a few beers that are outside my normal comfort routine. Starbucks is not a B Corp, but you know who is, and this is very surprising in the coffee world. Sorry, Nespresso Global is a B Corporation.
Oh shit!
Just because
which
George
is a
Clooney.
Subsidiary of Nestle, and I'm like, if a subsidiary of Nestle can become a B Corp, how has Starbucks never even like attempted?
No,
right?
I can't do that.
That's kind of wild. Anyway.
That makes you believe that like Nestle started it just so they could have it.
Right? I don't remember who started B Corp. Whatever.
Starbucks has dividends. They can't afford to be a B Corp.
Really?
You went to where? I'm sorry, Red.
I didn't
season.
Get wild at Wait. My desk, but I
for
was
the food or for the beer?
For the beer. Well, I got like an appetizer. I got the buffalo thingy, buffalo dip, whatever. I was picking up meat at the meetup. Yeah. I'll go over too. You know, and also the meetup, I wish they had beer because honestly, I think being able to sit out in front of the meetup with one of their epic sandwiches and have a beer really of any kind would be a really great experience.
Oh, yeah. And peruse the golf carts that are parked in the parking lot.
Such assholes, dude. I actually really hate that corner because of all
I do not like
golf cart people.
Like here, well, I have two different thoughts on the golf carting in your neighborhood. One, I don't like the pretentiousness of it, of the people that have enough money to have a golf cart also with in their genre of vehicles. But also, I really would like to have a golf cart and would like to be a person with the golf cart as well. So, and I
think you want to be the one non-asshole who has a golf cart.
Yeah, I want to be the cool golf cart guy.
Well, that's
like, only, I'm different. I'm cool.
Only you could answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like, I think like, but in a there's a place like this in Georgia, by the way. There's a town like this in Georgia that's like all about golf carts.
Oh, is but it like, Helena, Georgia?
I don't know what the town's name is, but I remember there's a story about it. But like, if we all just use golf carts in our neighborhood, there would be no emissions going on, and we'd just be all like, and nobody would be able to kill anyone with a golf cart. You can't kill somebody. There's not some huge pile up from golf carts. So if we just need to take the golf carts away from the rich people, the pretentious rich people, and give it to us like normal working class people, and we can make golf carts cool.
I have a really funny golf cart story from the cemetery. So some kid got wise and tried to steal one of our golf carts, and we saw him go. Like he just, you know, and he took the slowest one too. Like we know which one is not great.
Like, oh man, you stole the worst one, bro.
But he takes off, and so at first one of my coworkers was like running after him, and I was like, knock it off.
Right.
Like it's a slow golf cart, but also you're not
gonna. And also cars.
Yeah, and also cars, because they went out on, you know, Cornelia there. And so we just called the sheriff's department, and they fucking sent a helicopter out.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and the guy ditched it in like this like really sandy area, like all the way out on Kearney Boulevard. Wow. Like he actually got pretty relatively far. And then he ran on foot for a little bit, but they picked him up, and we were like, we don't want to press charges. We just want to tell him don't do that shit.
No.
We got the golf cart back. That's the moral of the story.
Don't do that. Knock it off.
I was just, you know, I just wanted to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I was like, where is he going? Like, I didn't understand.
If somebody does that, then I'm like, all right, let him go. Like,
he
wanted to have a good time. He got me. He got me in my heartstrings. He pulled my heartstrings on that. Hey, man.
The whole time he's like, Dragula.
Dragula.
And my also a coworker of mine, who is a supervisor, he just moved to the poor part of Van Ness Extension, which is also pretty rich, you know, the poor side of Van Ness Extension. Way richer than I can.
Not aware of I can't even imagine a poorest part of Van Ness Extension. Maybe right behind the Citibank, maybe? I don't know. Like,
close.
Like close.
But
the Domino's.
He's right within the area, and his mom also lives in that same neighborhood, and they're like beefing right now. Like him and his mom are beefing, and he was like, man, he's like, she's got the audacity to come on down here just driving by my house in her golf cart. Like, yeah. I can't see her. And I'm like, you know what?
Right.
You're dumb.
For the first world problems.
Yeah. That, it doesn't get any like more first world than that.
The side of Van Ness Extension can go. So it's the ghetto side of Van Ness
Extension. I can't believe all these motherfuckers go by me on the golf cart. Looks like a piece of shit neighborhood. That was your mom. Yeah, well, fucking hey, dude. It doesn't matter. It's fucking bullshit.
It was so funny because he's like, you know, I'm out front. I'm like doing man stuff. I'm like standing on a table and shit. And she's like coming out here driving by me in her golf cart.
Yeah, I'm polishing up my Jaguar and all these fucking golf carts. Come on.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah.
But
so,
it's a early 2000s Jaguar. Like, don't, Jaguar. Don't get it wrong.
You know what? Those are still pretty cool. Those early 90s Jaguars. I mean, they look like boats. But yeah, for those of you who are not from here, the poor side of Vannis Extension is still like very nice and way richer.
Even
like,
the condos.
I live in a like ghetto compared to these houses on the poor side of Vannis Extension, but it was still pretty funny. I was like, oh, I was like, you couldn't afford anything like more like inside Vannis Extension, like up a little bit. You had to settle for that.
Like, yeah, off Barstow. Couldn't even find anything off Barstow.
Yeah, terrible. Anyway, so yeah. Mad Duck. I went to Mad Duck and I had
a Northwest Pub Ale,
which I like.
Nice.
Good. Pub Ale. It's a little, I don't know. I've had the Pub Ale a few times and I do feel like it's not 100% consistent all the time. I felt like it was a little bit more like toffee-y and sweet on the back end this go around than I was used to, but it could be my hormones. I don't know. It could just be me.
Oh, man.
Fluctuations, you know. And then
says the one who's more consistent than any of us on the podcast.
Oh, and then I had the El Pato Loco, their Mexican lager, which I like.
All right.
And I also had Rasputin this week. There is an end cap.
What's going on with Old Rasputin?
Whole Foods. Whole Foods.
It's on sale at Whole Foods, guys.
Whole Foods.
Go get it.
Drink
it. You don't get an extra 10% off on Prime because they don't do that for alcohol, and I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it. Yeah. But I think that's probably like a state law or some shit.
No, it's not.
State law.
The only state law with alcohol is you have to sell it for a profit. That's it.
Here's the law. Sell it for profit.
It's true. You have to sell it for a profit. That's the only.
They don't like you to give away that shit. Like, no.
Don't give it away.
If you're going to make alcohol, you better make money.
And let's be clear, Whole Foods sells everything at a profit.
Yeah. Which is why it's weird that they don't have CBD drinks at Whole Foods. What's going on with that? Because I wonder why they don't. Total Wine doesn't have them either. And I talked to the guy at Total Wine. And he's like, well, Total Wine is from Delaware or something. And they're like pretty conservative on that shit. So like.
So yeah, you like, own a liquor store, but claim that you're conservative.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah, we got a liquor store, but we don't want any of that CBD stuff. Store.
You know, we've got nudie mags and everything, but, you know, we're pretty conservative around.
Yeah, we don't want any of that CBD stuff. That makes you, like, mellow and relaxed. No, we don't want that.
You might actually come here less.
Yeah, no. We need you to get those.
To come in.
We need to get those high alcohol fucking whiskey, fucking 50 alk whiskeys. That's what we need. You don't need to get those CBD tonic waters.
It's so silly because I've consumed a lot of CBD products and there is a little bit of a, you know, that quote unquote like body high, the relaxation portion of it, no psychological stuff. But I mean, I'm down for just like the gummies with THC in them. I'm not going to lie. That shit's pretty bomb.
Man, Stacey speaking truth.
Out here just getting wild.
Getting wild.
Speaking
of wild, I literally looked at, as you said the word wild, I looked at my Untappd feed and what was on it was Wild Waves from Pure Project Brewing, an IPA, American IPA, not some fucking foreign IPA, an American IPA.
No boat.
Some IPA. Offshore.
Oh, there's offshore. Another.
IPA boat.
There's another beer name for you guys. Foreign IPA. Foreign IPA. Mm-hmm. That's a good beer name. That's a good beer. New Glory's Dank Evelation. Evelation. Am I saying words right now? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna. Evelation. You know what the Sierras? You know when the Sierras are really high? They're up there in a Evelations.
It is forever now Evelation.
Yeah.
Elevation.
No, it's Elevations. Evelations, sorry.
Evelation.
Yeah, the pronunciation is Evelations.
Mount Everest.
It's the highest Everest station on Earth. I've been having a problem because I'm always having a problem. It's Tulp. like oh god, here comes Mike. He's always having a problem. Just wait, watch. He's gonna come up.
Oh my god,
guys, can you believe the? That's basically everyone's experience with me. The Tall Boys.
Mikey.
Yeah.
If KRZR was still around, would we have a Sunday night show on KRZR?
Oh yeah. We'd be on KRZR for sure.
All right. I'm just checking.
The Wilder KRZR. Fresno's rock station. So the Tall Boys, it's 2020 Tall Boy 2024. And I've been loving it. It's great. And then I finally like it jumped the shark a little bit because at one point I was like, oh, Tall Boys, they just keep coming. They keep coming. You like, you think you're done with your beer, but no, you're not. Yeah, there's more Tall Boy. Well, then I finally got to a point where I'm just like used to Tall Boys. I'm just like, there's no extra beer anymore.
Are you waiting for the 4-pack of Tall Boys?
Maybe. But like, so I had to check myself. I had to like, well, I'm going to have to go back to 12 ounces for a little bit so I can reappreciate Tall Boys, because Tall Boys are starting to feel small to me. So I bought yeah, I know this is my life right now. And then I had to buy a 6-pack of 12-ounce beers from Firestone Walker. It was one of their, I don't remember what it was.
It was a weird day.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, now I gotta go back to 12-ounce
Tall 805?
Yeah. Tall Boy 805. No, that's terrible.
Ryan would be really proud.
Is 805s in 19 or 24s?
They come in
every
24s.
Every format.
They come in every format.
No, yeah, 805s and 24s, right?
Yeah.
Because Mikey's talking about the 19.2s.
Yeah, I'm talking about 19.2s.
But I think, 805 jumped into the... I think 805 jumped into the big boy category with, Tecate and Dos Equis.
Oh, you're talking about the
stadium beers, like
park cooler ones.
The big mother effers.
Yeah.
Those big flasks.
Shoreline.
Like 40 ounce.
Shoreline.
Size. No. They're cans, but I think they're 24 cans.
So I don't think it ever took off, but there was a plan to introduce 805 in 40 ounce in 40s.
Oh,
wow. How would that not make money? Like, what? Who stopped that?
I just thought it was.
Who at Firestone Walker said no to that?
I think it was David. Pretty sure.
Oh, because he has David too much. Because he already has 5 golf carts.
No, wait. No, it is available.
Somebody's like, all right, hear me out. Here we are.
DoorDash is offering it to me.
What? Order it up.
Let's see if it shows up before the end of the
show. A 805 40.
From Target.
An 8040?
Okay, so it's 30.
8040 from Target.
Yeah, Firestone Walker Brewing Company, 805 Blondale, 32 ounce. Oh, Smart and Final. It's at Smart and Final. Sorry, not Target.
Fart and Spinal.
Wow. I thought that was a dead idea, apparently. No. Now I'm going to go check dates on it. I want to know.
It says that I like more money. I like more golf carts. I got more golf. Yeah. It's me, David Walker, isn't
it?
It's me, David Walker.
In the same package. Same size.
Is there a way to make 805 in a Happy Meal? Can we do that? Is there a way we can get McDonald's on board?
Yeah, you get a paper bag with it. Yeah, you get a custom paper bag to drink. Oh. So you can drink it while you're waiting for the bus.
It comes in the fry container.
I am so shook right now. That's why did we not talk about this last week? That's so funny.
Well, he didn't want to talk. He's not going to bring that up. He's like, I hope they don't. He's like, I hope they don't bring up the 40 outside of five. Ounce 805, the official divorced dad beer of America.
Oh man, as if I didn't already have to piss myself. You're giving me 32 or 40 whatever freaking park cooler packages of
parkour. Parkour.
Oh, park cooler. Oh, park okay. Cooler.
Never mind. Sorry. I've watched Office only 85 times. There was somebody brought up on Twitter, which is something I've been saying forever, but it was put better, was like the rest homes, when our generations start hitting the rest homes, all they're going to be doing is people are going to be playing Mario Brothers and Office. In the Office is going to be just replaying on the TV. It's just going to be constant Office on the TV, and then everyone else is going to be playing Mario Brothers of some sort.
You don't think that we'll want to watch Matlock?
I mean, I enjoy a Matlock once in a while, but that's not my generation.
That's not your go-to.
No, we're gonna be watching House or something.
Oh yeah, House is good.
Old reruns of House and Dexter and that kind of stuff.
When we're feeling
Game of Thrones and Sopranos, yeah. And that's what's gonna be going on in our rest homes. We're going to have the coolest rest homes you've ever seen. Video games and really cool HBO shows.
I go to a lot of rest homes these days, and a lot of them are getting pretty cool in that way already. Like, they're ready for us.
All right.
I'll just let you know. And there's one in Clovis that actually has a full bar. Like, you can walk in and get yourself a beer, a cocktail. I'm like,
finally. Well, wait, can I get in that bar now?
Like, I have to live there? Get invited to special events there with the folks, because I do my, you know, my presentation for pre-planning.
Oh my god. So guys, I know.
It is the spaghetti factory bar right here.
Wow, you go to where your customers are at, right? So I see. You're like,
That's right. But I asked, I'm like, dude, I was like, I could live here. And they're like, you have to be at least 55. And I was like,
I'm like, act 55.
I'm like, what if I'm married to somebody who's 55? And they're like, that's fine.
Did you demonstrate your grumpus?
How grumpy are you?
I have early onset grumpus.
Right. I identify as a 55-year-old. Right. So. Let in, please.
Cheers to Chew Your Beer's birthday month.
I was gonna say,
Chew Your Beer.
I was gonna say that.
Oh, cheers, sorry. The Fontana Gym birthday this week as well. Chew Your Beer and Fontana Jim Fontana's birthday. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. They're pretty cool. They give us money every month. Like, guys, people give us money. Like, that's not, maybe not you, but Golden Gods, they give us money. And that's pretty cool. So we don't have to pay the bills. They do it. And we're like, thanks, bro. cheers to our ratings.
I can hear you, Nick.
We got you, Nick. Okay. Cheers to our...
I jumped out for a minute.
Folks on Apple Podcasts that rate and review us. We haven't gotten a good Apple Podcasts rating comment/review lately. So I'm looking for somebody to get on there and give us a nice little review. And then cheers to all the people on the Spotify giving us the nice stars. We got a nice, perfect 5 stars going on Spotify.
So that's where I listen to our podcast.
You listen Spotify. Through Spotify. Okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I also listen to The Secret Room on Spotify if anyone's looking for a really good podcast, too.
Like one
people
way
still their
missing.
Still their secrets on it. It's pretty titillating.
It's like real it. Secrets? Yeah. Real, like actual secrets? Oh,
the yeah, some of them room. Remain anonymous, and some of them, they're really good. If you like a good, you know, I listen to it while I'm cooking, and then I'll stop, and I'm like,
oh, my God.
Gasp.
I'm like, she didn't.
She didn't do that.
Anyway.
Oh, well, cheers, Nick. Do you have some cheers that I haven't stepped on yet?
double cheers to Chew Your Beer and Fontana Gym. Also, cheers. I saw the Zacks this weekend. Cheers to Steve and Gail and Kayleen. Welcome. We shared a Pabst Blue Ribbon amongst other things.
That's my bowling beer right there.
Is there any Zach's news to report for the public? Any kind of brewing?
No brewery news. No.
Okay.
Sadly.
But they're all right. How are the Zacks though?
They're doing well. They are happy.
Good.
And healthy. And I think they had a dry January. I think they had a very extended dry January from what I gather.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
Stacy.
Well, you guys already said it, but I'm gonna say it one more time. Cheers to Chew and Fontana Gym. Happy birthdays. Glad you guys listen. Glad you're around. Cheers to my friend recovering from his kidney stones.
Kidney stones.
Yeah.
I also wanted to make
put that stent pick. Hey, put that stent pick on the porum, Brad Stacey.
Not going to do that.
Ah, come on.
It's really. I don't have a penis, and it made me so uncomfortable to think that was it.
D S O T W.
Ooh, so terrible. Not safe for work. Dick stent picks.
I think that's safe.
I wanted to make a quick correction actually from last week to the From the Barrel event that I was talking about last week. It was not in Atascadero, it was in Santa Margarita. And the gentleman who drank the spit bucket for a bike bill, he actually was calling it Tiger's Blood because it was during the whole Charlie Sheen fanaticism moment that we had in America.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot because I got a call and he was like, dude, it was the Tiger's Blood guy. And I'm like, holy shit, I forgot that he kept going, Tiger's Blood, Tiger's Blood, like every time.
Oh, wow.
And then we both figured that that guy's probably dead now.
Ah, yes.
Most likely.
No.
If he kept living that kind of lifestyle a decade ago.
He's alive. He's fine. He's doing great.
He's doing so good.
Better than me, I'm sure.
But yeah, cheers to our golden gods. Cheers to Rye for being on the show last week. I thought that he added a lot of great content. And I love that he asked us questions.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He did a great job.
I've been thinking about him all week. He did a great job. I feel like I didn't appreciate it enough during the episode.
Oh, no. He texted me. He's like, did I do okay? And I was like, man, you did great. You crushed it. So
crushed it,
bro. You gave 110%. You really dug deep.
Yeah.
Give it your all. Wow. And also for the two people that are still listening, if when we were talking about foreign IPAs, there is the Duval IPA, Citra IPA that I will really want to try. And I don't know if it's anywhere, like I can't find it anywhere near us, but I don't know if anyone's seen it anywhere.
Oh,
it's a green label. It's
looking out
Duval.
For
what now?
looking out for here, right?
Yeah, that's a looking out for. So a triple hop Citra Belgian IPA. And it's, I don't know if you can see it, but okay. It's supposed to be pretty good. But I would love to try it.
Where are we going to get this?
Definitely something I'm looking out for.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you got to be safe, though.
Always.
You got to be safe. And once you've wrapped it up, have fun. Have fun. You're wrapped up. You can have some fun. Have
clean underwear.
So much fun.
Yeah, clean on. Yeah. Yeah, you probably want to do that. But before you start all that fun and games, wrapped up fun and games, you got to do what?
You got to check your dates
on your beer and your wrap.
And your.